From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his ninth message in a series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Our text is found in verses 17 through 19, which recount the ultimate test of Abraham's faith, God's command that he should offer Isaac as a sacrifice. Here we find a vivid lesson in unreserved faith in God. So complete was Abraham's faith in God's promise that he believed God would raise Isaac from the dead to fulfill it. Here's an important lesson for every believer, that God will test the faith of His people. The Lord does this in many ways. Sometimes He does it by removing a sense of His presence, or by allowing Satan to tempt us. He may try us through the providence of affliction. Perhaps one of the most difficult tests for a Christian is an abundance of good things. Yet no test from God is intended to harm us. Rather, the tests are sent to draw us closer to Him. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this message entitled, God Proving Faith and Faith Proving God. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. So to walk even as He walked. Why should Christians imitate Christ? They should do it for their own sakes. If they desire to be in a healthy state of soul, if they would escape the sickness of sin and enjoy the vigor of growing grace, let Jesus be their model. For their own happiness' sake, if they would drink wine on the lees well refined, if they would enjoy holy and happy communion with Jesus, if they would be lifted up above the cares and troubles of this world, let them walk even as He walked. There is nothing which can so assist you to walk towards heaven with good speed as wearing the image of Jesus on your heart to rule all its motions. It is when, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are enabled to walk in Jesus, in His very footsteps, that you are most happy and most known to be the sons of God. Peter, afar off, is both unsafe and uneasy. Next, for religion's sake, strive to be like Jesus. Ah, poor religion, thou hast been sorely shot at by cruel foes, but thou hast not been wounded one half so dangerously by thy foes as by thy friends. Who made those wounds in the fair hand of godliness? The professor who used the dagger of hypocrisy. The man who with pretenses enters the fold, being naught but a wolf in sheep's clothing, worries the flock more than the lion outside. There is no weapon half so deadly as a Judas kiss. Inconsistent professors injure the gospel more than the sneering critic or the infidel. But especially for Christ's own sake, imitate His example. Christian, lovest thou thy Savior? Is His name precious to thee? Is His cause dear to thee? Wouldst thou see the kingdoms of the world become His? Is it thy desire that He should be glorified? Art thou longing that souls should be won to Him? If so, imitate Jesus. Be an epistle of Christ, known and read of all men.
Tell me.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The Lord allows His people at times to face peculiar temptations from the devil. And of course, at times, very frequently in fact, the Lord tests His people in that most common of all providences, the providence of affliction. You remember it was said to Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus, that a sword would pass through her own heart. Providentially, her God, her Father, her Protector, her Lord, brought her into the place where the sword of affliction was to pass through her heart. Now these are all immediate and great trials, tests that come into the life of the believer. They show what is in the man. They show the faith that is there. They show the grasp of divine things that that man has. They show his commitment to Christ. They separate the real from the mere apparent Christian. These are common things. But I suppose in America today, as common as anything, and more dangerous than most, is the fact that very often abundance is a greater trial than most other things. It's my experience, and I'm sure of this because the Bible certainly teaches it in the clearest of language, that in suffering, Christians become more spiritual. In sufferings, Christians brought to the end of themselves are driven to their knees. They're driven to cry out to God. It's then they want to prove the promises. It's then they want to walk humbly. It's then they walk circumspectly in suffering. But in abundance, it's very often a different matter. We find that the Lord spoke to the Jewish people on various occasions about this. Let me select one in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. And see that the Lord gives a very strong warning. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. But, verse 11 tells us, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and so on, verse 14, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. Do we not find evidence all around us today that the greatest enemy of holiness among God's people is their abundance? That which is the greatest obstacle to humility and separation unto God and the prayerful spirit and being consumed with the Word and being determined to live for Christ and obeying Him in personal living and in evangelism, the greatest thing that hinders that is the plenty that God's people are enjoying. We have much and we want more. We have all we need, and yet we labor for the meat that perishes. We get more and more and more, and yet there is within us that old, sinful, lustful, ungodly craving that says, I must labor for the things of time, but not for the things of eternity. I must set my sight on more money, more comfort, more goods, more stuff. and less effort goes into the things of God, less attention is paid to praying, less time is given to the Scripture, less energy is given to the Gospel, less love is given to the sinner. Abundance. The greatest single enemy of godliness. I think that is why so often God has to cut our plans down. I think that's why so often He has to keep so many Christians poor, because there are very few Christians that He can trust with great abundance. There are some, thank God, that He does trust with it, and they use it wisely for the good of the gospel and the extension of the kingdom. And they don't make a god of what they have. We thank God that there are believers that He can trust that way. But man, if God has kept you poor, don't fly in the face of God. It's not to say that it would be wrong for you to labor hard. Labor hard. But if the Lord is keeping you poor, remember, it is to keep you close to Himself and not to allow you to be gobbled up with the godless philosophy of the world and led astray. When you've eaten and when you're full, it's the most dangerous time. In the natural realm, as you all know, when it comes to the Sabbath afternoon, when you've had your large Sunday meal, what happens? You sit down or lie down and you go to sleep. Back in Northern Ireland, Sunday afternoon meetings are very frequent occurrences. Our outreach works very often have a Sunday afternoon service. And I have to say, I never did like preaching Sunday afternoon services. They were the sleepiest services of the week, with few exceptions. And I tell you, what's true physically is true spiritually. When you've eaten and you're full, man, you get spiritually lazy, sleepy-headed, and you lose out with God. The spiritual food that God gives you is meant to give you energy to get up and go and work for Christ. God doesn't give you either the physical or the spiritual fullness in order that you sit down and lose out with Him. So abundance is a great trial. These are ways in which the Lord tests us. But let me say this to you. You are never fully tested until you are tested in your Isaacs. In that which is nearest and dearest on earth to your heart, in that which you naturally protect from God and from man, in that which you would hold to yourself and say, Lord, everything but this, anything but this, this is my Isaac. All my hopes, all my love, all my plans are concentrated here. Lord, anything but this. I want to tell you, you are never fully tested until God touches your Isaac and tests you there. That calls for mortification, a putting to death of that which you hold dear. That calls for submission, a yielding up not only of most but of all of your heart, a giving over to your God not only of the things that cost nothing, as the Pharisees did when they cast into the treasury, but like that poor widow, the giving up of your very livelihood, the giving up of that which is nearest and dearest to you. Submission to God.
Of course, it means sacrifice. The New Testament scriptures speak of consecration in the language of the altar. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. There's nothing nearer to you than your body. There's nothing that feels pain so acutely as your flesh. He's getting to the nearest thing now, and he's saying, that's to be on the altar as a living sacrifice. The Lord comes at times and he tests us in our Isaacs. And then, like Abraham, you're fully tested. The old hymn asks, as you're all on the altar of sacrifice led, I can't say I don't like to sing that hymn, but I certainly don't like to have it sung blithely and carelessly. That's a huge question. That's a huge question. We're at Mount Moriah. Is your Isaac on the altar? God. Today, as the Lord looks at your heart and your life, is it laid out before him in total consecration? Or is there one dark corner of your heart and life around which you put up some fence of protection and say, Lord, anything but that. Ah, but you've missed the point, my friend. That is the very thing the Lord must have. He must have your Isaac. You're never tested until you're tested there. But you'll notice this, that God's testing in all these things is always for our spiritual good. The Lord Jesus, speaking to Peter, called it a sifting. Now, every farmer knows what the sifting's for. I don't know all about the latest machinery for doing this. I know that there are machines that get it done a lot faster than they used to do it with their old flails. But I have gone to a little farm in Northern Ireland where they didn't have all the latest. They couldn't afford all the latest. And I saw them there and how they got a great sieve out. And as they tossed, they had the chaff carried away in the wind. It was a sifting. That's what God's testing is all about.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.